Imagine a world where traffic jams appear without accidents, financial markets crash without warning, and cancer cells organize without a leader. These seemingly random phenomena share something profound. They're all complex systems following hidden patterns. Neil Johnson's Simply Complexity reveals the revolutionary science that might define our century, a field that Bill Gates reportedly keeps on his nightstand. This isn't just another scientific theory. It's a fundamental shift in how we understand everything from biological systems to social movements. Complexity science examines what happens when multiple objects interact while competing for limited resources, uncovering the invisible architecture behind life's most puzzling phenomena. There's a crucial difference between complicated and complex. A complicated system, like building a rocket, involves many sequential steps that can be mapped out. A complex system, like a hospital emergency room, involves interconnected agents constantly adjusting to each other's actions. The magic ingredient? Competition. When objects compete for food, space, energy, or wealth, they form crowds with profound consequences. Financial markets crash when sellers suddenly crowd the market competing for buyers. Traffic jams emerge when too many vehicles compete for limited road space. Why do our spaces naturally tend toward chaos? It's simple mathematics. Two files have only two possible arrangements, but three files have six, and 10 files have over 3.6 million. If someone disturbed your boss's organized files, restoring them would take over 10,000 hours of work. This illustrates a fundamental truth. Creating disorder is easy, but restoring order requires significant effort. While simple systems tend toward disorder, complex systems like traffic or markets can shift between order and chaos, thanks to feedback loops. Consider balancing a ruler. Impossible on a desk, but achievable on your palm, because your eyes and brain provide constant feedback to adjust your hand. Similarly, complex systems maintain order through feedback, whether from within, human memory affecting decisions, or external sources, traffic reports guiding drivers. Though often mentioned together, complexity and chaos are distinct concepts. Complex systems move between different arrangements, creating pockets of order that appear and disappear. Even systematic processes can produce seemingly unpredictable outcomes through chaos, like using a complex mathematical rule to determine file placement that appears completely random despite following deterministic rules. As parameters change, we observe fascinating progressions. Ordered fixed point attraction, stable middle positions, periodic oscillations that double in frequency until the period becomes effectively infinite, chaos. This creates fractal patterns, structures with fractional dimensions containing infinite points and infinite gaps. The most interesting systems exist in the middle ground between complete order and randomness. This just-right balance appears in music from Bach to jazz, where compelling compositions occupy the space between rigid structure and complete disorder. Jazz exemplifies complexity with its spontaneous interactions and emergent improvisation without a conductor. Many natural phenomena are fractals in either space or time, including our heartbeats. The healthier the heart, the more fractal-like its pattern, allowing adaptation to various situations. Complex systems involve multiple objects exchanging feedback. Unlike inanimate objects, living organisms, from cells to humans, can self-organize through individual decisions, actions, and memories. Though humans are individually complex, our differences often balance out in large groups, enabling effective computer simulations with simplified models. This explains why phenomena like traffic jams and market crashes show similar patterns across cultures. Their emergent properties remain consistent despite individual variations. The Friday night bar scenario illustrates this complexity. You want to attend a popular bar, but only if you can get a seat. With 60 seats and 100 potential customers, success depends entirely on others' decisions, a classic resource competition problem. In such competitive systems, populations naturally divide into two groups, a crowd following historical patterns and an anti-crowd betting against them. This polarization emerges because extreme strategies often prove more successful than moderate ones. The opposing group's actions balance each other, creating a self-regulating system that minimizes disruption without direct coordination. Networks consist of nodes, like people, connected by links, interactions, with some featuring abnormal concentrations at certain nodes, like airline hubs. A key phenomenon is the small world effect, where, despite living in clustered communities, the shortest path between any two people remarkably short, the famous 6 degrees of separation. Networks operate at every scale in nature, from quantum-level photosynthesis networks within leaves to forest-spanning fungi networks that distribute nutrients like a natural wood-wide web. What's remarkable about biological networks is their ability to reconfigure themselves in response to changing conditions. Imagine if our road networks could rearrange themselves according to traffic flows. Scientists are studying these self-organizing biological networks by tagging food particles in fungi to emit light, revealing how nutrients flow without any centralized manager. Understanding how biological systems handle network congestion could help us design better human networks and treat medical conditions like cancer tumors or brain nutrient supply disruptions. Financial markets exemplify complex systems with constant, unpredictable changes and vast data. They're unique due to their feedback loops. Traders' decisions affect prices, which influence future decisions. While standard models treat markets as random walks with 0.5 probability, research shows they follow more persistent patterns around 0.7, reflecting these feedback mechanisms. Markets worldwide display similar patterns despite their differences. Traffic demonstrates human complexity through competing decision-makers sharing limited resources. Road network design faces key trade-offs between direct but congestion-prone routes versus longer, decentralized pathways. Cancer showcases complexity from genetic processes to tumor behavior. The interplay between tumor growth and blood vessel networks creates complex dynamics, leading researchers to explore vasculature manipulation as a treatment approach, starving tumors by restricting their nutrient supply. Complexity science is transforming real-world problem-solving through the study of multi-agent populations and networks, revealing patterns in everything from social media to ecosystems. Many fields already apply these principles. Urban planners create resilient cities, epidemiologists model disease spread, and financial analysts use chaos theory for market analysis. The integration of big data and machine learning with complexity science reveals emergent patterns in climate systems and human behavior, leading to advances in weather forecasting, traffic management, and economic predictions. Fields like medicine, sociology, and economics increasingly adopt these approaches, driving breakthroughs in personalized medicine and genetic research. Complexity underlies existence itself, from quantum entanglement to consciousness. As we unravel its mysteries, we gain both theoretical understanding and practical tools for addressing humanity's challenges. The future's complexity reveals profound simplicities beneath apparent chaos, offering solutions to our most intractable problems.